You are listening to the 2019 Advent Devotional, Blessed is He Who Comes, a resource of the North American Lutheran Church. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
Paul writes, "Do not be unequally yoked with unbelievers. For what partnership has righteousness with lawlessness? Or what fellowship has light with darkness? What accord has Christ with Belial? Or what portion does a believer share with an unbeliever? What agreement has the temple of God with idols? For we are the temple of the living God, as God said, 'I will make my dwelling among them and walk among them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people.' Therefore, go out from their midst and be separate from them, says the Lord, and touch no unclean thing. Then I will welcome you, and I will be a father to you, and you shall be sons and daughters to me, says the Lord God Almighty. Since we have these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from every defilement of body and spirit, bringing holiness to completion in the fear of God." Here ends the scripture reading. When Paul warns against being unequally yoked with unbelievers, he may be thinking of the commandment in Deuteronomy 22:10, where it says, "You shall not plow with an ox and an ass together." The reality is the ox will pull more strongly than the donkey, and inevitably you'll be plowing astray. It's a challenge to us in our daily lives as disciples and followers of Jesus to live this text. What about our families, where we have brothers and sisters who are unbelievers? What about at work, where the owner of our company may be an unbeliever? What does this mean for our social life? Sometimes in life, it seems we have to be unequally yoked with unbelievers. In this passage, we are warned and exhorted and challenged. God become human, taking on flesh and blood in Jesus, born in Bethlehem to make his dwelling with us, means he is to be our God and we are to be his people. God walks with us. God talks with us. Christ Jesus is a participant in our dinner table conversation. He's with us in our family arguments, sitting at the classroom table with us at church council meetings. How can we honor and respect God with us 1 minute, having to live with unbelievers and idolaters out in the world the next? The Lord says, "Go out from among them and be separate from them and touch no unclean thing, then I will welcome you." Paul says, since we have these promises, the promises of God's presence with us, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from every defilement of body and spirit, bringing holiness to completion in the fear of God. Every day, every moment of every day, we are tempted to choose darkness rather than light, to leave God in the church building so that we can go about our worldly business without restriction. Paul is making life hard for us in the words of this passage. We will necessarily struggle, as we sometimes have to live with and relate to unbelievers. Living life in the world but not of the world is always a challenge. We are saved by grace through faith in Jesus. How we then live is the reality of life as a disciple and follower of Jesus. Let's pray. Lord God, by your incarnate presence, cleanse and purify us. Give us courage to go out and separate when necessary, that we may be welcome in your kingdom and household. In Jesus' name, amen. A suggested Advent action: discuss this passage with a trusted fellow Christian. What does it mean for me? How do I live this warning, exhortation, and challenge in my daily life?
thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our mission and ministry. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.